All right, that brings us to item five, which is to consider and take possible action to amend Cicera's travel expense reimbursement policy. This is an action item. Christina.
Yes, so the last time we reviewed our travel policy was February 12th of 2020. The policy does note that we review it every 5 years, so we're coming up on that five-year mark. Multiple staff members and I met to go through the policy and really review it from an operational standpoint to see if there's anything we can add to make it clear to understand for staff that are traveling to conferences. So we made some of those updates. Something else that we added to the policy was the removal of a pre-approval for SACRS and Calipers General Assembly. So for those conferences, when as soon as they become available, we'll be able to email out to board right away instead of waiting for the next board agenda for a vote. And this way it would go through the pre-approval based on the travel policy. We also added some language for situations, for instance, like on-site visits. We've had a couple other travel items where they occur before the next board agenda. And this way, we could have the travel occur, and then the board would approve the travel after it happened in those extreme situations for timing. We also added just some clarifications. Some of the transportation items didn't include ride shares, which I know most of the time we travel, we're using a ride share like Uber or Lyft. And then the reimbursement process for the CEO that we've been currently doing is also reflected in this policy. And I will take any questions that you may have.
Mine is on page 4, item D. It looks like there should be something for 2 as we drop down to 3, 4, 5. Just obviously just a typo. The more substantive observation on that, now described as 3, we have a series of expenses, portage, airport, transportation, et cetera, are reimbursed to a maximum of 20% of total cost. That involves somebody going through a fairly elaborate calculation to come up with all the comments of total cost in order to get the 20% number. Do we really want to do that, and do we have to do that?
So what we were trying to clarify there is sometimes when somebody takes like a taxi to the airport or something, the total cost of the ride is what we take the 20% off. There could be other fees like an airport fee or something like that. We're going to include that when we look at the 20%, not the original cost before the additional fees. So we're just trying to clarify because in some policies, the 20% is based on the subtotal amount before all of the additional fees. We wanted to be clear that it's that total cost at the very bottom that we're basing the 20% off. But if we can word it differently, I'm definitely open to...
I'm not starting out with a good answer. I'm just suggesting there's a fair amount of busy work involved to attempt to manage that, and do we need to do it?
We're currently doing that. So we currently take the total amount after everything, any fees, anything that has happened, any discounts, anything. It's that total cost at the bottom. That's what we base the 20% off currently.
Based on that, do we really have, what kind of pattern do we have of people being held to the 20% number?
It's really a clarification for the staff that review the travel demands, because some of them are looking at that first number, the subtotal number, and some of them are looking at the total, and it's just trying to clarify that we don't need to figure out which one it is. It is this one. It's the total at the bottom.
If we're already doing it, how often does it happen that we cut back on the allowable expense reimbursement?
Well, we will catch it, so we always pay for it, but there's definitely some debate probably around once a quarter with staff on which one the 20% should be based on.
So we do have some.
Yes.
That exceed 20%. Okay.
Yes.
And we pay it anyway?
No.
We don't. Okay. All right.
Fine.
Yes. And it's on the total amount that is actually paid.
Which is different because in the past, you might have just had subtotals, but with Uber and with others,
Well, the law now requires the breakdown in many places, certainly here in this state, right? You actually see the breakout of the fees. All right, any other thoughts or questions on this item? Find out who the generous tippers are, I guess. Yeah.
I guess you can be generous, but not at Cicero's expense.
Right, exactly. This is, you know. Any other thoughts or comments on this? All right. All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve the amended Cicero travel expense reimbursement policy. Any further discussion, questions on the item? Not seeing any, so let's vote. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Zhu.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong.
Aye.
All right, that carries 9-0. Thank